What about cardiac issues?
So in the trial, the big downside with getting trastuzumab, apart from the fact that it requires a year's worth of therapy, was cardiac toxicity. And the cardiac toxicity was defined as symptomatic congestive heart failure. So, you know, we're not talking about asymptomatic drops in ejection fractions. We're talking about real problems that we hope can improve over time, but about which we have relatively limited information in terms of long-term consequences, if not no information about long-term consequences. And what I generally tell patients is that that risk of congestive heart failure is probably in the range of 2 to 4% based on what we know so far. And that is specifically in women who receive AC followed by Taxol with Herceptin. There was some suggestion that there may be less cardiac toxicity when sequential therapy was administered as part of the NCCTG trial, that is when Taxol was given and then Herceptin was started, and maybe that relates to a longer period of time from the anthracycline to the beginning of Herceptin, but we'll have to see. And there was also the suggestion of less cardiac toxicity in the HERA trial, where there was not concurrent chemotherapy and Herceptin. But this is something that needs to be worked out. In the NSABP analysis, there was the suggestion that cardiac toxicity was more of a problem in older women than in younger women, and specifically in women who had borderline ejection fractions at baseline versus those who had better, stronger, higher ejection fractions. But all of this has to be sorted out.
I guess the other thing that came out in terms of the cardiac issues were some data from the BCIRG trial, which, of course, at this point doesn't have efficacy data, although hopefully it's going to be very soon, maybe San Antonio. But can you talk about what was shown there?
In the BCIRG trial, in the group of women who received taxotere, carboplatin, and trastuzumab, the cardiac toxicity was substantially less than in women who received the anthracycline followed by taxotere and trastuzumab. I think all of us are very, very hopeful that non-anthracycline-containing regimens will be the wave of the future. But we're just going to have to see, and you know, we need to see those data from the BCIRG trial. And I'm told that we're going to have those data sometime over the course of the next several months, certainly in San Antonio, if not before.
Do you think at this instant it's justifiable to utilize TCH in a non-protocol setting for adjuvant therapy?
I'd have a hard time using TCH as the only regimen in a non-protocol setting. I guess the only question would be in somebody who had a very borderline ejection fraction in whom you wanted to avoid the anthracycline. And in truth, I don't know what I would tell that woman about the risks of TCH specifically in a group of women with borderline ejection fractions. That's a woman who, if you believe the NSABP analysis, might be at greater risk for cardiac toxicity. But I sure would try to hold off on doing that until we have data. And actually, in that woman, my inclination would be to use a HERA-type approach where we gave chemotherapy first and then used single-agent trastuzumab, since we know in that study that demonstrated efficacy that there was very limited cardiac toxicity.